I'm Kirsten.
I am Sasha.
And this is Mess Magnets.
We're back, baby.
The Royals tried to shut us down for a week.
Listen, they did. They dropped a kettlebell on your foot.
Period. Oh my God.
Everyone, send Kirsten your good wishes, because that's why. That is not the only reason, because I could have gotten a sub. But that is one of the reasons.
It's my fault. Okay,
no,
I dropped a 15-pound kettlebell directly on my second toe. Horrible. Not my big toe, not my whole foot. Literally on my second toe. And I was like, it's fine. I'll be fine. And then when we were supposed to record Mess Magnets, I was like, Sasha, I can't leave my bed.
And then I was just like, yeah, honestly, it's so late. Let's just move on to next week, because we do have a lot of drama. And guess what? We're actually recording on a Tuesday. So good for us for once in our lives.
We deserve applause. We deserve all of the love and appreciation. We deserve 5-star reviews. Speaking of, we do have a new 5-star review.
Yes.
Yeah, so Not an Ugly gives the review. We're back, baby. 5 stars. Nothing but 5 stars for these messy queens. I don't know why, but I always listen to this pod in the shower. I think I Pavloved myself, so every time I hear mess, I have to get clean. Keep it up, lady.
Oh, that's so funny. Like, I'm actually kind.
It's like your confession. Like, forgive me. I'm clean. I'm not messy. Oh my
God. I have gossiped. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Whenever during Yom Kippur, which is this holiday, Jewish holiday that you atone for your sins, one of the sins you atone for is like for we have gossiped and you like hit your chest. Every time I'm like, so like, don't smite me, God. But like, yeah, I do have this.
But like, is one prayer enough to atone for all the gossiping we do?
We have murdered. We have so yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
They have been much worse than gossip. Murdered.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. It's like big to small, all of them.
My sister and I were walking the other day, and we got handed you a little pamphlet from a person on the street. We always take them because there's this one old man in Victoria that hands out pamphlets that are about like how God is really an alien and they're really funny.
Okay, that's
and so we're like. We're always hoping it's going to be that. But then this one was like, what's the real meaning of Easter?
Oh.
And I thought of it because you were telling about prayers. And at the back, it had like, here's the prayer of the sinner. It had a specific prayer to say. But the front of it, it was like a really nice, like folded pamphlet.
Okay.
And the front of it had like Jesus on the cross and a bunch of like dark iconography.
Of course.
And then in like word art, it said, what is Easter really about? And then underneath it had like an Easter bunny and a bunch of eggs. And I was like, is it saying like for me, Easter is about the chocolate, but
are they like agreeing?
No, then it was a whole bunch of pages about how it is. Oh, you might think it's about chocolate and the Easter bunny, but it's actually not about that.
Why not?
So it wasn't really a fun pamphlet, but the cover art was very fun.
We love good consumerism here, okay? Leave us alone.
Forgive me. I've gossiped. I've murdered. Yes!
Oh my God, we have to beat our chest.
Sorry, not the right time of year either, but...
God, it's fine. Right now, we're just, you know, leaving Egypt. That's where we are. So anyway, we still have time. So, yes. But yes, anyway, leave us 5-star reviews was the whole point of this, because we have sinned.
Because we've sinned and because we're so virtuous as to record on a Tuesday evening instead of Thursday or Friday night.
Granted, I would not be able to, but not the point.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, we'll have to talk about next week. But okay, let's just jump
into my Cowboy Carter era. Okay, that's all I'll say.
Renaissance Part 2. You're ready.
Yes, it's coming, everyone. March 29th. Yes, Dolly Parton did say that Jolene was, asked to be cleared. So let's see, baby. The point is. And everyone, I did not buy the pre-ordered vinyl because I'm currently looking at the Renaissance Act 1 that I did buy, and that is just sitting there. So
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I didn't fall for it this time, even though it was cheaper.
Yeah, you've learned your lesson. That's like everyone, it's, there's all of these albums get released every single time, and then it's new vinyls with everyone. Like Taylor Swift with her last album, it was like, and if you buy all four of these albums, which are the same, the back of them together will look like a clock. And you know, people out here buying
four, five, six, seven
copies of every album, and not just from Taylor Swift, obviously Beyonce too, and a lot of people are doing this, and you know, it gets their sales up, it gets them charting. I understand why they do it, but I just think it's such a scam that it's like, and then Taylor, it's like, oh, and you could buy this edition has one song, and this edition has another exclusive song, and this edition has another exclusive song, and none of them are on streaming. Bitch, I'm not buying.
That's hilarious. Stop. Oh my god. It's the way like Beyonce would just be like, do this, and we're like, yeah. That's the difference.
But people are doing it. Like people,
yes.
But I think it's just gotten so egregious.
Mm-hmm. Listen, consumerism, religion. We're back.
Full circle, baby. Sorry, I got a little worked out. No, let's talk about our actual stories.
Yes. Okay, we have like two big ones this week. Listen, y'all have been tagging us left and right. And can I just say, I have never been more honored.
Literally.
I want my IRL friends to know that, like, even though y'all don't give a shit. And every time, the funny thing is, all my friends come up to me and will be like, can you tell me about blank? Why y'all are asking? So the thing is, it's fine because we got internet people asking us and tagging us and thinking about us. So I love this. And we were tagged in our first story by Chappelle, who did say to me weeks ago, I need you to cover this.
And
now,
and lots of people have also submitted it via the Google form.
Oh, good.
People have been, tweeting, DMing, like asking for this. And we have had it sitting at the top of our little mess magnets Google Doc to do. And it's just time. It's time to do it. So we are going into the full story.
Yep.
Everything that is going on with the Cyrus family.
Because
it's a lot.
Yeah. So we're going to do a whole timeline thing. Get excited, okay? Yes. So, because listen, it isn't just like a Tish moment. This is not Tish v. Noah. This is a Cyrus family mess. Because Miley Cyrus's family has been like fractured, right? I think that's the best way to say it.
For a long time.
Yeah, for a long, long, long time. And the start, right, of this domino is that Billy Ray Cyrus and Tish, which are Miley Cyrus and all the other kids' parents, have been divorced three times or separated at least.
They filed for divorce in 2010 and in 2013, but both times they ended up reconciling and getting back together and like withdrawing the filing or whatever. But in 2022, they announced that they were getting divorced. Tish filed for divorce, and they gave their statement that it's after 30 years, five amazing children, and a lifetime of memories. We've decided to go our separate ways, not with sadness, but with love in our hearts. We've grown up together, raised a family we can be proud of, and it's time to create our own paths. So then they actually, you know, got divorced.
Yeah, finally. Okay, Tish said enough is enough.
The 2010 and 2013 is very much giving they were staying together for the kids, because 2010 is when Miley turned 18.
Yep.
And then I think 2013, I guess, is around when Noah was, you know, more grown as well. So that's the
And they have five kids, so it's not – this is nuts. Well, I didn't even realize there's five of them.
So – They have, I think it's, they have three together.
Tish and Noah. Yep.
And then Brandy and Trace are Tish's children from her first marriage, but Billy Ray adopted them. So I think that is like technically counted, but Billy Ray also has a son.
Yeah, like, but who's not part of any.
But he's just not relevant to any of the story.
Yeah. So, okay. So now they get divorced in 2022. Yes. And then in 2022, Tish slides, you know, sometime around that time at least, slides into Dominic Purcell's DMs.
Now you might be wondering, Do you actually know who Dominic Purcell is? He's from Prison Break.
Yes. And you've definitely seen his face.
Yeah, like you, I feel like now I don't really recognize him that well. But if you look at pictures of him.
Correct.
From like when Prison Break was on, I'm like, oh yeah, I know that guy.
Yep. 100%. So anyway, so she slides into his DMs. Okay. Yes. And they start dating after Tish messages him. And, you know, this is known. She said, like, I slid into Dom's DMs and the rest is history. She's told Vogue this, okay? And it was love at first sight for the both of us. Later, maybe lust at first sight.
Well, but no, here's what's wild to me. He was her hall pass.
Yes!
And her marriage with Billy Ray Cyrus. Mm-hmm. This I'm sorry, he's a random actor. This random actor was her hall pass.
Like, watch Prison Break together. And then she's like, him. That's who I was.
Do you believe in hall passes, Sasha?
In theory, but not in reality. Like, I think it's okay to say, like, I would love a night with Shah Rukh Khan. But, like, in reality, I think – and Karthik has never agreed to it as a problem. Because he's, like, he is – he's, like, we're married.
Who would Karthik's hall pass be?
He doesn't have – well, Alicia Keys. He definitely has a type. Like, Alicia Keys, Rashida Jones. So I was like, we get it. Okay. Don't look anything like me, but here we are.
And yet, who is he married to? So.
Okay, because he had a chance to marry them. But anyway, so it's just – the point is, I believe in them, like I said, theoretically. But tomorrow, if he's like, Alicia Keys hit me up, I would you know, it would not work.
So. I don't believe in them. Like, I believe, yeah. I guess I believe that they exist, but
You imagine coming home and being like, oh, shucks, look at me, a notch on my belt. What the?
Okay, wait, I actually just finished rewatching Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23.
Oh, yes.
And there's the whole plot line where, like, they go to the one girl's friend's wedding and James Vanderbeek sleeps with the bride at the wedding because he's her hall pass.
Oh, and yes, I remember this now. Yeah.
Back later in the series where that couple's visiting New York and they're like, she's like about to tell the story about like how they hooked up. And then she's like, no, honey, you tell it better. And then her husband, who's not there, is like, and then he was kissing your neck and doing this to your friend. I'm like, what the fuck?
Stand up. Like, that is like gross, weirdo behavior. But the point is, you just have to be like, high five. You know, I am hot enough to pull this person. That's all.
Fair.
What I would want. Like, I just want the option that Shah Rukh Khan, like, wants me. That's it.
Yes.
Then I'm good. Yeah. So, anyway, the tea is Noah Cyrus may also have been casually dating the same man. How old?
He's 54 and she's
24. What's the matter?
No.
He's so for real.
Like, my sister asked me my opinion on this a couple of days ago. She was like, what do you think? And I was like, well, it's really fucked up. And she was like, see, I think the worst part is that, you know, Dominic Purcell was dating Noah Cyrus. I was like, yeah, that's the grossest part of the whole thing. And then the second grossest thing is the mom stealing, like, sleeping with someone that her daughter has slept with.
Especially because this is, like, a bad, you know, movie's plot. Where you're like, this would never happen. This is not serious.
This is like that TikTok where the woman was delivery driving. Correct. And her mom was – or no, when the husband was delivery driving. Yep. And the wife's mom was with him.
Mm-hmm. Because I don't get it. I just don't get it. They're a parent. It's weird.
Like, even if – like, obviously, like, my sister's married. I'm in a relationship. It's not relevant. But even if my sister and I had been single at the same time and she was dating someone and I liked them or was – like, thought they were hot, there's nothing in my life that would ever get me to go after something that someone in my family's – like, that's disgusting. That's just such weird behavior. Like, even a friend. I wouldn't go after a friend's ex.
I have never kissed anyone that my friends have even liked. Ain't no way.
Girl code, baby.
Yeah. And first of all, that's so gross to me. Because then I'd rather just kiss my friend at this point. Period. So, anyway. Yes. They were casually dating, and it's like kind of known that they were dating when he started dating Tish. Okay, cool. So then November 2022, Billy Ray Cyrus gets engaged to someone named Fire Rose.
And this is also gross.
Yep. So
Fire Rose is in her early 30s, and they met on the set of Hannah Montana when she was a teenager and he was an adult.
And this just says they stayed in touch and started dating. Are you embarrassed or not? What do you mean you stayed in touch with a grown ass? Again, another parent. Daddy issues. It's giving daddy issues.
And it's like this. But like, I feel like this is my speculation, obviously. Correct. This is not confirmed. But, like, I feel like for him as the adult, he was probably putting in the heavy lifting in that relationship. Because, like, a teenager is going to forget about, like, they're like, oh, yeah, I went back to Australia. I'm not.
Exactly.
I'm not. I don't care. Blah, blah, blah. But then it's like, oh, this man in your DMs. I just, it's a weird vibe. And he says, oh, yeah, we stayed in touch and we were musical soulmates.
First of all, if Josh or Karthik called anyone any type of soulmate, it's curtains.
They'd be deceased.
Like, they would never, like, are you kidding me? Ain't no way.
Mm-mm. It's just not, like, that.
He's calling a child his musical soulmate.
What music were they making? What music were you making? It's weird. This is weird. It's a weird vibe.
Correct.
And so, yeah, they got engaged in November of 2022. Mm. And then everything kind of was, like, a little bit more quiet for most of 2023.
Yeah.
But August of 2023 is when Tish and Dominic Purcell got married. And they were married at Miley's house in Malibu.
And Vogue took pictures. They're very beautiful. It's giving very, like, all celebrity do the white wedding, the white roses and the candles.
It is a classic for a reason.
Oh, I would do this. I want to make it very
clear. Looks like Miley's Malibu backyard is so beautiful.
Please, Miley, can you
rent? Miley, can I get married there?
Yeah, seriously. For my 10 year, can I do that? My vow renewal.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Imagine. So, yeah. And then Miley, of course, was like, Miley went to the wedding, obviously, and says to see my mom this happy and love, right? Da, da, da. Dom and my mom share the sweet, most genuine love. It's all, everyone, listen to this part. It's almost like it's for the first time, which is so fitting for my mom, who's such a young soul. Is that why Dom likes her?
See, I thought that was more shade to Billy Ray of it's like, oh, my, like, it seems like my mom's in love for the first time.
Yeah. Listen, there's layers to this. That's the point. Because she's shading Billy and seemingly also shading either Dom or Noah or both.
Yes.
This is weird.
And Noah was not at the wedding. Miley walked her mom down the aisle. Other kid.
Yeah. Brayson also wasn't there.
But confidential sources said that they're all supportive, but it's just because of career and travel wise, it just didn't work out. And I'm like, to mom's wedding. Like, these are rich people with access to private jets.
I have a question.
Yes.
That's gross.
Okay.
Has Dom had sex with both people?
Yes.
Is that incest in a weird way? I know, not tech, not legally, but
I don't think it's technically incest.
I mean, ethically, not technically.
It's close enough that we have to have a conversation about it, which makes it.
Because what if it was unprotected? You know, like,
oh my God. I don't think it's technically incest, but I think it's very ucky.
Exactly. I'm disgusted by it. And it's, again, known that Miley doesn't get along with the rest of her siblings either. So this is kind of the tipping point. Because then in October 2023, Billy Ray, of course, marries Fire Rose. I can't, it's not serious.
And it's also, like, Fire Rose, I feel, looks a lot like a young Tish as well. Like, it's very much trading in for a younger model. Exactly.
They very much have a type. We'll just say that. And, of course, but it wasn't in Vogue, but it was still beautiful. And it looks nice. So, it doesn't, but none of the children, I believe, were in.
None of them were there. I don't think the fan, they, none of them are supportive of.
Correct.
Of the relationship. And this got, like, again, like, this marriage, like, it happened, and you saw people online saying, oh, it's so weird that Billy Ray is marrying someone he met when she was a teenager, and then they kept in touch. Like, that's weird. But no, like, people, like, this has all just been kind of brewing in the background for a long time. But I feel like after the Grammys this year in February is when all of this really started popping off, because when Miley won Record of the Year, she thanked her mom, she thanked her sister Brandy, but she did not thank her dad or any of her other siblings. And then at the end of the speech, she says, I don't think I forgot anyone, but I might have forgotten underwear. Bye.
Nuts. And of course, Miley did do, again, another, like, Instagram post, and again does to my mommy, to my you know, you're my, I love you more than anything else in the world, my family, Brandy specifically, thank you for being there, and my godmother Dolly Parton, and then just kept going,
and then it's all the musical credits, not really like anything personal. And so it's like, yeah, maybe you could forget it in a speech, but you're not gonna forget it in the Instagram caption. So it's very pointed who she wanted to thank, right?
Yeah.
And it's always been kind of known that Miley has an issue with her dad, but the closest that anyone can really get to what it is so in the Hulu special that Miley did last summer, she said that they have wildly different relationships to fame and success. So take from that what you will.
Exactly. So then this is where now we come to February 2024, where Us Weekly, of course, is the first to report that Tish stole, quote unquote, Dominic from Noah. Because I guess someone, you know, finally decided to leak the craziest piece of all of this to the tabloids. Obviously, it's probably Noah. Who knows? And the source, again, this has to be their PR people. We have to call this PR mess, right?
So, well, we'll get to, I think once we've talked through everything, a phrase is going to come to us.
Oh, yeah. Or listen, or family mess. But anyway, so according to, you know, again, like I said, the source, Noah was seeing Dominic when Tish started pursuing him. Noah is very distraught over Tish stealing Dominic from her.
Yes. And then another source also said that, and so then this is like, obviously, I don't know whose side of PR this is, honestly.
Yep.
Another source says, oh, Noah and Dominic were seeing each other in a friends with benefits way off and on. They stopped seeing each other, and then Tish started something up. Tish knew that he had been seeing Noah.
Yeah. This could be Billy Ray Cyrus's person for all we know. Yeah, it's horrendous. Then, of course, now in March, Miley has gotten into all of this mess, where now more anonymous sources are coming in and saying that Tish had armed guards outside the wedding to keep Noah from attending.
And I'm sorry, okay, but then there's other sources that say, oh, Miley had no idea any of this is going on.
Yep.
While some are saying, oh, she did, she took her mom's side. And it's like, I'm sorry, Miley would know if there was armed guards at her home for the wedding.
The thing is, so, like, probably was security. Like, I think it's easy to call security armed guards.
That's true. See, I got myself all up in there, and you were like, Kirsten, like, be reasonable.
Yeah, because there's no way. Like, of course there's security. So I just think that it's easy for, again, this PR or whoever this source is to reframe things to make it look worse than they are.
Yes. And so now everyone is saying that Miley believes the family rift is beyond repair. Her family's been torn apart. She's devastated about it. But no one in the family has directly commented on the situation. Dominic Purcell has also not said anything, and he really has the most to answer for. Okay. I think him and Tish equally have the most to answer for.
Yeah. It's usually like, I hate to blame the woman. You know, I'm always like, yeah, we support women's rights and wrongs. So like, it's all on him. But no.
That's her daughter.
It's a liquid. Yeah.
Like, and okay, but here's the thing. I think it's so messed up that he was, you know, with someone who's so young. Like, yes, it's again, yeah, blah, blah, blah. I can hear the commenters. It's legal. I don't give a fuck about what's legal. It's wrong. And
like I said, morally and ethically, sorry, legally and ethically are very different.
Exactly. And then for Tish to be okay with dating a man that was so okay with dating someone so young, I'm just like, yuck. I don't like this. I don't care for it.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to hear my favorite theory about all of this?
Yes, please.
I am praying, hoping, everything that a lot of these quote anonymous sources are the same person, and that the Cyrus family's doing a Wagatha Christie and like making private stories available to like one person at a time just see who the leak is.
That's so funny.
I want it so bad. I want that to be what's going on here. And then there's like a defamation loss.
Nah, they're so messed. This is, I feel like this is known for a while, or like I've known that Miley and the Cyrus family is a mess. Yeah.
We've always known to a certain extent, but I just like, I'm hoping that all of these sources coming out in this specific time frame are the result of maybe some scheming to catch.
No, I beg that for the sanity of this family, because it's so gross.
It's wild. And we don't really have a conclusion, but that's what's going on with the Cyrus family.
Yeah, let us know. PR, Wagatha Christie, or real?
Yeah, what do you think it is? I mean, it could be real and they're like putting stories. You don't know. Okay.
That's true.
So that's our first, you know, family drama update.
Yep.
And our second one is an update on Kate Middleton, because listen, we released our podcast.
Correct.
And then everything spurred into motion from there. Mm-hmm. I do take full credit for that grainy ass photo.
We are the reason. We said receipts, timelines.
We had it all. And so literally the day after our last Mess Magnets, a extremely grainy paparazzi photo of allegedly Kate Middleton in the car with her mom.
Yep.
And she's not looking quite herself. People are noticing, oh, where's her mole? Where, like, what's this? Oh, her face looks different. And, like, yes, the boring explanation is that she's swollen because she had surgery or some other medical treatment. But the fun explanation is that it's not actually Kate. Maybe it's Pippa. Maybe it's a mannequin.
But I know it's giving very Weekend at Bernie's. But also I will say the funniest piece there's two. So one is that I subscribe that it might be Pippa, it might be AI, whatever. And mom is not wearing sunglasses, but Kate is. And Kate doesn't have any sun on her face, but mom does.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's allegedly a fifth wheel at the bottom on the, like, if you're looking behind the driver's side or under the driver's side, which can very easily be denoted away to, like, it's a tree. Actually, it's not a wheel, which is 99.9% the truth, but I don't trust anybody.
I don't trust anybody. None of it.
But then it gets better.
Yes.
Because also folks were like, the grain is a lie. That it's actually not grainy, and they added that in post as well. And why was it that an American, you know, I'm like trying to figure out a nice way to say it, but a gossip paper was able to release it and not the Royal Rota. All very weird situation.
Yeah, which that, I mean, honestly makes me think of it as more real, that the Royals didn't want us to see it. But I also, yeah. I don't know. It's weird. It's a strange situation. It truly looks like it's from 1997, the photo. It does not look like it was taken on any modern camera or cell phone.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we have literally pictures of Pluto.
Right. Like the picture looks like it was taken on a Motorola Razr.
It was taken on a potato. Okay. That would make more sense.
But so, in addition to that, mm-hmm. Kensington Palace also finally made another announcement that was like, we're not giving you updates unless it's a substantial. Did we talk about that in our last podcast?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was the last thing we got.
Right. So that was the last thing before. Mm-hmm. Sorry. I got the timeline wrong because my brain is bad.
Please.
And so then everyone's just been talking, like, it's been blowing up more and more and more mm-hmm. on Twitter. Like, literally, like, the minute I'm getting DMs from like Colin Stone, who used to have a Survivor podcast but now they never podcast anymore, about like what's going on with Kate Middleton, I'm like, oh, it's universal. Every single person on the planet cares about this right now.
No, literally, I think people that don't like to know anything about the Royals are sucked in because they're like, no, but what do you mean this is Photoshop and AI? So of course everyone's in on it. Everyone's stressed the hell out. So of course there's the Mother's Day in the UK, yes, and a photo is released.
And Kate, there's so many things about this photo. Please. Like Sasha and I, for the last several days, have just been DMing back and forth different tweets about the photo and different things that are wrong with it. And so it's a photo of her with Prince Louis, Prince George, and Princess Charlotte, mm-hmm. allegedly taken by Prince William at Windsor, quote, earlier this week. And no, it's not. So the
and you've seen the photo, right? I feel like there's no,
I mean, I think the
listening
photo
to this podcast that isn't, you know, hasn't
the photo
listened, you gotta look at
it of this photo of this podcast. Yeah, 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 clear.
That's true. Look, if you haven't seen it, there you go.
And so there's a lot of things wrong with this photo. Oh, that's the other thing too. I feel like the Swifties have finally gotten fully on board with this. And so it's like they will investigate every single little thing and they will find what is
correct,
whatever they want. And so, okay, there's a number of things wrong with the photo. First of all, is the reflections are all messed up. There's like the windows and doors behind them look really weird. And that's also pro tip for anyone trying to determine if something is AI or if something is real. If the windows and doors look weird, that like most of AI cannot do windows and doors well. They just,
And hands.
And hands, yes. But if it's like a room or whatever, the windows and doors will tell you. And yeah, it can't seem to do hands or like anything. As well, people have put together that the sweater Kate is wearing, they've picked out exactly which one it is. In the photo, it's a black sweater, but that model of sweater was never made in the color black, so
it's
changed the color.
It's only made in cream or white.
So,
and if folks are like, this is stupid, like, you know, she can be in a, you know, she's a royal, things could be made for her, blah, you know, blah, blah, blah. No. Okay. There is a literal website dedicated to her every single look that she's put out. So, and it catalogs where and what each outfit and each piece
and
is from.
It's also like the royals face a lot of scrutiny if their wardrobes are deemed to be like too expensive.
Correct.
So for her to get a custom one of a kind sweater, it's an everyday sweater, it's not even for an event or something, I just don't think that would be allowed, or if it was allowed, they wouldn't want the public to see it.
Correct.
Also, like, the cuff on Charlotte's sweater looks really weird. Her skirt, it looks like it's just glued on in like Snapchat, not even Photoshop. The kids' hands look weird. Kate's hands are around the children look weird.
So here's the thing. Let's talk about the hands because that is my favorite tweet. So basically folks are like, oh, her hands look weird. Fine, right? Like, it is what it is. She's been through major surgery. Maybe her hands are, you know, messy, mm-hmm. right? Or something's wrong. Well, guess what, babes? There has been another tweet and another headlines where folks have been calling out Kate's hands, that they are crazy, like eerily the same size, like her fingers. And that this and that picture is from her like walking around, you yeah. know, out in the world. Okay. Like that is a you're not a paparazzi, but like someone else and publication has taken that picture. So now compare that with this picture where the hands are not the same. Or the fingers, sorry, are not the same length. We are dead. And then there is no ring on the finger.
Yeah, no ring.
It so if you go through the struggles, right, of photoshopping all of this stuff, why aren't we just photoshopping the ring?
It exactly. makes no sense. It's it so but it's literally so bizarre. And also, I've never seen these three children smile like this before. It looks like, you know, mm-hmm. the TikTok filter where it makes everyone's mouth yep. really wide. It literally yep, looks yep. like that.
Yeah, they're like, or they could be just threatening the kids. We don't know. But either way, that's very alleged. And here's the thing. Fashion girlies, TikTok girlies have figured it out for us. So turns out every single one of these outfits, like you said, mm-hmm. has been worn and on one day in November when they were going to a charity function. So the sweater, Charlotte's picture, she has a red cardigan on, mm-hmm. and but underneath that she has a sweater. And that sweater is the same as what she wore that day with the same tights and shoes.
And okay, but I need to once again just emphasize how bad Charlotte's Correct. Skirt is photoshopped, because I think that's the most obvious wrong yeah. thing in the whole thing. Because if you look at the top left corner of the skirt where it would be like on her right mm-hmm. hip, it's a straight line. Like, they just pasted it on, like, those, like...
Yeah.
What were those, like, dolls that we would edit as, like, teenagers? Well, I have as no millennials? Idea. Like, do you know what I mean? Where it would be, like, those, like...
Yes, quote, but dolls I can't remember the
like,
name, but
I yes. can't remember what they're called, but, like, mm-hmm. It looks yeah. exactly like that. The girls who know, know.
Yeah. And another thing is, then... this is the future king, right, George? Mm-hmm. His outfit is also colorized because it's the same plaid collared shirt mm-hmm. with the sweater. And again, just a different color. And the same thing with Kate's sweater and Kate's shoes. So they didn't change Kate's shoes. And I refuse to believe she's going to wear the same shoes. Like, no, ain't no way. So, and then folks weren't 100% sure about Louis. So that's yeah. why, like, we're not going to comment on hidden. It either.
He's behind Kate most. Like, you can hardly see anything.
No, so. That's George. Louis is the right. little one.
God damn it.
Yeah.
You're right.
So that's what we don't know. So we won't comment about his outfit. But the thing is, at least the three of them, we have video proof of them wearing literally the same outfit in different yeah. colors. And for all you haters that are like, so you can't own things in different colors, well, we just told you that Kate's like it wasn't sweater made literally doesn't in those come colors. In that color. And then why is Charlotte wearing a skirt like that is looks like it's glued onto her?
Yeah, it's so egregiously Photoshop / AI generated. I don't know. It could be both.
Yeah.
That it just doesn't. It defies any logic that any credible news source was willing to post this photo in the first yep. place, in my opinion, because it was so like, I am not good at noticing Photoshop. I really only yeah, notice when like the Kardashians like bend the wall behind themselves yeah, right. or like this. And this is like, they have worse Photoshop than the damn Kardashians. This is the monarchy. Huh?
So here's the thing, everyone, because turns out when AP, the AP oh, and wait. Other new. Oh,
did we talk ahead. About the tweet? Kate, that they said Kate photoshopped it.
Well, that's after. So first, all the photos get redacted. Right. And so the AP and all these reputable, right? Like people that are middle of the, mm-hmm. you know, spectrum when it comes to politics, right? Like, websites that you're like, this is going to be unbiased info, have now decided to do a kill. And they decided to kill mm-hmm. the picture because it is so badly photoshopped. And again, I just kept seeing folks being like, oh, but when the Kardashians do it, it's okay. And when this person does it, it's okay. And guess what? Not all kids are going to face the camera at the same time. Guess what, geniuses? They know all of that. And there is a certain level that they allow. But mm-hmm. they asked for the original to be given to them so that they can just verify that this is not an AI generate or, you know, whatever, a crazy yeah. Photoshop. But that this was actually taken and then maybe you just change the colors, right? Or whatever. But they refuse to give the original raw file. And now people are really in a tizzy that, you know, she has complete, you know, what's going on. And her face anyway doesn't look the same, right? From the mm-hmm. car picture to this one.
Yeah. Well, and yeah, some people are saying that the face, it looks like it's from the Vogue mm-hmm. cover shoot that Kate did, which, like, I don't know how much water that holds because it's like it yeah. is her face, right? That she's going to look similar from picture exactly. to picture. But yeah, so it gets killed. And then at Kensington then the next Royal, day,
yeah.
Yeah, they decide to tweet, like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. I hope everyone celebrating had a very happy Mother's Day. See. So they're saying Kate did the Photoshop, and I'm sorry. If she just dabbled with Photoshop, they would be able to release the raw photo.
That's what I'm saying. It's bullshit because, like I said, it is not just about the sweater. It is not just about Photoshop. It is not. It's the fact that they refuse to give us the raw photo. They said Prince William has taken the photo. And now apparently after Prince William has taken this, this lady who's a literal royal had to step back from royal duties because she's recovering, has well, now sitting on her laptop
doing she stepped Photoshop. Back from royal duties because Photoshop is her passion, Sasha.
true graphic design is her passion,
but it's just it's so ridiculous. And it just,
this is not a little Facetune, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, this is not here.
This is not, oh, taking the face from the kids in each photo so that everyone's looking at the camera. This is like scrapbooking,
literally. Okay. And then there's no Chrisleys in sight, so why are y'all scrapbooking? But
and I can't. Okay, then this is where we got another photo of Will in the car allegedly with Kate.
Oh, but this is where I'm when I tell you I have gone off the cliff of conspiracy theory. Like, there's no pulling me back.
And this one, people were also saying it looks edited, right?
Yes. So basically, this picture is them side profiled in a car. Prince William, bear with me here because this is bullshit. Prince William and Camilla were going to an event together, and Prince Charles, or oh my god, not Prince King, whatever, Charles sends a video to this event, right? Saying sorry couldn't be there, whatever. William is riding in the same car as Catherine, apparently. And Catherine, because they're carpooling, you know, they save the earth, save the turtles, whatever, they are apparently riding together. But Kate is going to a private appointment. Meanwhile, Will is going here. Okay, we're meant to believe that. Because, again, royals' time can be spent carpooling. But it's fine. Sure, they're trying. You know, taxpayer money, all that. So maybe now you're like, we'll get video of them waving as they go to their private appointment. No, baby. What we see is the side, barely. We see the ear of Kate.
Yeah.
Allegedly, it's Kate. And then there's a brick wall. I think it's a Range Rover or whatever. Yeah, it's like one of the Rovers that they're sitting in. And you can tell the car. You can, again, they've added that dumbass grain to it. And you see everything, but the brick that's on the outside of the photo does not match what you see in the car.
And Kate, is it just like the size of the bricks or just doesn't line up?
The color, it doesn't line up. It's just very weird.
The only thing I can think as like a reasonable explanation besides Photoshop or AI is that, I mean, that car for sure has bulletproof windows and tinted windows. So that could be skewing how it looks through a camera, maybe. But this is just me trying to look for like a logical explanation for why the photo looks so weird.
Yep. And that's what I'm saying. It's very much possible. That's fine. But I can't. I'm too far gone.
No. And this is where as well, The Independent wrote an article. Who is Lady Rose Hanbury, the Marchioness of Chumley?
Y'all, first of all, these words should not be together. Because they don't understand what that means.
And it's also like, especially for people that have never read like a Regency novel or aren't familiar with like how things are set in England, I would like you to look at how Marchioness of Chumley is spelled, because I think a lot of people.
No, I actually have it spelled like phonetically written so that if I needed to say it.
I literally watched a YouTube video today to confirm I knew.
Yeah. No, I heard myself on, like, I heard Google say it to me. And I was like, oh, that's how you spent Chumley? Because I've heard Chumley before.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, whatever.
It's another Worcestershire situation.
Yes. But and I'm looking again at this, and it just, the bricks look so oddly colored and spaced out. Yeah,
it's weird. And it's, okay, so the reason why I already brought up the Rose Hanbury thing is because if you look at Rose's face, she has a little like bump next to her mouth. Like, I don't know. It could just be a normal bump on her face. It could be a cyst. I don't know what it is. She has a bump, a very distinct bump to the right side of her mouth. And then you look in the car, and the only thing you can tell about the woman's face who's in the car with William is that there's a little bump right there on her face. Kate doesn't have a bump on her face. She's like a mole, but not right there. Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't even see the mole in there.
Yeah, the mole, know what? Maybe the mole's been cut off. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But so then everyone's like, oh my God, is the Royal Rota soft launching William's mistress? Because Lady Rose Hanbury, the Marchioness of Chumley, is the reason why. We've referenced it on this podcast before.
Yes.
Prince William is called the Prince of Hanging.
Oh, no, you said it.
I said it.
It's true. And that's the thing, y'all. Because why is The Independent posting an article saying, who is Lady Rose? Why, right? That is so random. And she's married to someone that is so much older than her. It's so they live, like, right next to Windsor.
They're neighbors. She married a extremely older man. She used to be best friends with Kate, but they haven't been friends in years because of, again, aforementioned pegging activities. So people are like, what the hell? And then you sent me the tweet that I found the most interesting, that was like, y'all, they are not soft launching the mistress. The British media is like threatening them because of the horrible photo from Mother's Day.
Yeah, I think the British media is like, no, y'all not gonna leave us out of anything, because remember, we have tea on you and we can quickly turn.
Yeah, that's the thing that's so wild about all of this, because like the Royal Rota and the, you know, UK tabloids have a lot of photos, a lot of information, a lot of stories that have been squashed over the years, and what we know for, you know, as close to certain as we can from all of the Prince Harry and Meghan, you know, documentaries, books, et cetera, is that information gets squashed at a cost. And if you are not playing ball with the British tabloids anymore, like, it's curtains for you.
Yep. My favorite was people were like, when Kate or whoever tweeted and said, like, it's the Photoshop tweet and it says, like, C, they were saying C is for Camilla. Because Camilla stayed dragging these people.
Yeah, that's the whole thing too, where like her name is Catherine and it's Catherine with a C, and then there was pressure from Charles and Camilla that she had to be
Kate, you know,
Kate with a K because they didn't want anyone else to have seen it. Like, it's a whole, like, these are the, you know, the leaders of a previously powerful nation, and they, not a lot going on.
Just horror.
Just wild.
Horror.
And so CNN also posted that they are now looking into all photos they've ever been submitted by Kensington Palace to look for manipulation. So maybe other, you know, former photos will also get killed. Though I can't think of any photos that are so egregious as this one.
Yeah, and honestly, it doesn't matter because, like, there's probably videos to go with it anyway. This is just because we haven't seen her in so long that, and now that they're going so hard. There was also a story floating around, which, again, I have not dug into, so I'm not gonna, like, we're not going to go deep into it, but people were also saying that maybe she took the kids and ran because she didn't want the kids to, or George, to go to a certain school. So it could be that, because the kids haven't been seen either.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Yep. Isn't that crazy? So, yeah, there was, like, some dissension about that, we'll just say. So, yeah. And that was also, again, around December that all this stuff kept coming out about his school, that they have picked his secondary school, or his secondary school, as they'd say. So, with that, oh, also the mirror has turned on Will and Kate.
Yeah, so, like, this is what's wild. They posted an article today about how Meghan Markle is reaching out to Kate Middleton via back channels amid the photo scandal.
They'll leak that. Meghan, stand up. Yeah, this is too early to quit and to give in. Mm-mm, don't do it.
I think it's just another example of, like, Meghan wants to look like the good guy, you know? And so they're trying to see, she's trying to get on better terms with Kate. I have to imagine that this is because they think that Kate is and, like, William are leaving each other.
Yeah.
Or maybe Meghan is really being a girl's girl and she wants to just find out where Kate is so she could tell us all, you know? You never know.
I doubt it. I am impossible, unfortunately.
And yeah, and so it's also just like, Meghan may not like being on the brunt of negative press, but she's very familiar with it. She could definitely help the Princess of Wales out. And so that's coming out. I feel like that's a very pro Meghan article.
Yes.
And then there's also an article that was posted again today, called How Harry and Meghan Handled Their Photoshop Scandal and Kate Middleton Should Take Note. And so that article is going back to Meghan and Harry's 2019 Christmas card, because Meghan was accused of editing the picture to make her face look clearer because Harry's face was kind of blurry.
But it's known that the media edited it to look like that.
Yeah, but she got accused of it. And then I think, like, they just, like, posted the original photo and were like, deal with it. And so they're like, well, Kate should be more like Meghan and post the original photo.
Just horrendous. So with that, yeah, that is your update. And we are in hell. And I hope you are too.
Period.
Because this shit is crazy.
So yeah, that's what's going on with the royals again. We've turned into Kate Watch 2024.
Yeah, podcast. I love it. We should rename the podcast at this point.
Put it under. Is there, like, a specific royals category?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, can we go under there?
Let's get them.
Can you imagine how we, the amount of hate we get?
Yeah, no, we are not qualified to be qualified as a royals podcast.
We just love gossip.
Yeah, we love mess. We love gossip. We're royals. Extremely light, so
correct. So yeah, with that is our current update. Yes. And listen, I know there will be more because ain't no way.
Yes. And then we just had one quick bite that you put in there.
Oh yeah, we talked about this already, but like I said, Cowboy Carter act 2 coming, the Renaissance act 2, of course, in case y'all were wondering, comes out March 29th. Everybody get excited.
yes, I can't wait. Also in, I guess, music news, Ariana Grande's new album.
Oh, yes.
Eternal Sunshine came out last week. I think it's fine.
Yeah, I've not listened yet.
I'm like, I like Ari, but I just feel like I'm getting old because I can't understand a damn word she's saying in half of the songs.
Okay, yeah, because I listened to one song and I was like, I need subtitles, and I hate that for me. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, so I just might be aging out.
Correct.
It, and that's okay. But there's a couple of really amazing songs on the album as well. So
love.
If you're a pop girly, check it out and get ready to put your cowboy hat on.
Yeah.
March 29th.
Period. Yeah. Listen, oh my God. Couldn't you have done it today so that that's all I could make everyone listen to?
Oh my God, Sasha, I'm going to tell you this.
Yes.
And you're going to be furious. I was furious. I today saw someone I went to high school with post a meme that was like, Beyonce, this ain't Texas. Me turns off the radio. And I was like, why are you just admitting something bad taste in front of the whole world?
What a loser. What a literal loser.
Right? I was like,
sorry, your life is so miserable that you have to post Beyonce memes. She is going to laugh her way to the bank, babe, because you're still posting about her.
Like, I just thought it was so strange. Like, why would you do that? Are you ready for a little anonymous?
Yes, let's do it.
Look at us. We're going to keep it at just the hour mark as we intended. So this messenger, it was her senior year of college, and she went away to a fraternity's formal for the weekend in San Diego with her friend, who we're going to call Kevin.
No.
As it turns out, Kevin was the one in charge of planning the social activities for the weekend.
Okay, social chair. Yes, yes.
So the plan for the first night was to throw a big party at an Airbnb near the hotel where everyone was staying at.
Oh, God.
So our messenger and Kevin went to the house early and started party proofing it, moving things that could be broken, disconnecting the Wi-Fi, etc. Well, the Airbnb host caught on because turning off the Wi-Fi disconnected their security cameras.
Oh my God.
So the host called Kevin at 9:30 p.m. for a party starting at 10 to bust the scheme, being like, there's no parties allowed in this Airbnb.
Oh God.
So Kevin and our messenger accepted that they did not want the smoke of throwing a party there, but they had to figure out something to do with 100 frat guys and their dates who were already dressed and ready for a Baywatch-themed party. Of course, it's Baywatch, too.
Right? I mean, San Diego checks out. Yeah.
Yeah. And so our messenger put her PR skills to good use. She mocked up a flyer to send out to everyone saying, the lifeguard theme is on, but we're all going to this 18 plus club downtown because half the frat was under 21.
Yeah, that's what we used to do. We used to just rent out clubs so that we didn't have to deal with this.
So this flyer hyped the place up. Our messenger had been to the club a few years ago, had a good time. And so drunk as hell, she rallies the troops to get everyone hyped up to hit the town. Okay. So they pull up to the club, and this is where our messenger realizes that it's actually closed indefinitely.
Oh, my
maybe a Google search before you open up Canva, babe.
Wait, but why didn't we Google search literally any of this?
Like, why'd you book an Airbnb that said no parties?
Yeah, that's the number one. First of all, frat's got money, so we need to pull together and. What is it? It's San Diego, right? So they have the gas lamp. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. So, okay.
Gas
so
lamp. What the hell? Just book a room.
I feel like a lot of different and better choices could have been made here.
And I know and it's so, not on our messenger. Kevin just needs to have
Kevin really screwed up and our messenger just tried to fix it. But I do think our messenger should have Googled the club before making
that's it. Correct.
So there they are. A gaggle of, in our messenger's words, hammered Chads and Brads dressed like lifeguards on the streets of San Diego with nowhere to go. Kevin is panicking because the event he's in charge of is crumbling beneath him.
Well,
our messenger is too drunk and silly to care. Good way to be. So she sent everyone under 21 home and the rest went and ditched the rest of the group for a gay bar. Best night ever.
This is so
wait. Where did everyone go to the gay bar? Where did the 21 and up frat people go? They just went to a club?
I'm just assuming they were like, this ain't happening, goodbye. And yeah, you just probably end up at a club or something.
I love that.
Like, college students, I don't know which college this is, but like at my school, we were definitely used to like shit getting blown up pretty quick. So listen, when my sorority had the formal and that was basically my last event as president. So like maybe your girl was a little too gone. But when I tell you I have never seen a clubhouse get cleared with all the alcohol and move to a second location because somehow the cops got called, it's college students when they are getting – when they need to rally, it's better than any CIA, FBI place I ever known. I'm telling you. All I'm saying is, as the previous social chair that does host parties – this is crazy. This is so crazy. You could have just rented a back room.
Okay, so I was gonna ask, because Canada does not have Greek life the same way that the States do. Like, your university might have one sorority and one fraternity associated with it, maybe two. And like, it's not like cool people that are in them. That's, you know, crazy. It's just like not a thing here at all. Mm-hmm. And so I was going to ask, like, what's like the most broke fraternity? Do you think that that's what was happening here?
It doesn't matter if 100 people, you charge them all $10.
Yeah, fair enough.
$10 per person. So that's 200 people. That's $2,000.
They couldn't get a venue. Come on.
$2,000, you can't get a venue with lies. Your dues, first of all, if it's 100 frat guys, well, yeah, actually, it doesn't matter. If it's 100 frat guys, this is like a medium to big fraternity. So y'all dues are probably $1,000 minimum. So get out of here. Don't play these games. Mm-mm. Listen, as the previous social chair, don't piss me off. Kevin, well, let's talk, because this is crazy. And well, as someone that's been to Austin for a fraternity formal and did go early, it is a horror. So I really feel for our messenger here, because would not recommend to go early to a frat formal. Just like go the day of and just don't do nothing else, okay? Because I got left in Austin because all these other girls hooked up with boys. And I was like, well, shit, like, that's rude because my date comes into town tomorrow. So I can't just, like, do dirt.
That's actually messed up.
Yeah. So the point is, don't go to Austin as a freshman that doesn't drink.
Good to know.
Gaslamp. Why do I keep calling it Gaslight? Gaslamp District has so many places. That's a place in San Diego. Kevin was just not trying hard enough. That's all.
Kevin is silly.
Yeah, we love Kevin. Bless his heart, but no. Yeah.
Thank you to our messenger for sending that in.
Yes.
If anyone else has any, you know, some fraternity or sorority mess, that has to be entertaining. Please. So please send some of that in.
I should anonymously submit my.
Here's the tea. One of our prior anonymouses was submitted by my boyfriend.
That's hilarious. I never
even told Sasha which one.
That's
it was.
So mean. I thought we were friends, but I guess
I meant to tell you, and then I just forgot. And then I remembered like the other day about it, and I was like, oh shit.
That's so funny.
So yeah, come on. Send it in. Oh my God. tinyurl.com/messmagnets. And we will include it in a future episode as long as it's, like, good mess. Some stuff we get, we don't end up ever using. And that doesn't mean that you should stop trying to get it in. Yeah. You know?
Just dig deep, as Jeff would say.
Dig deep. Okay, Sasha, that's it. Another week of Mess Magnets for you and I. Great work to both of us, as per usual. And if the people want to hear more from you, where can they find you?
Yes, as always, I'm still covering Below Deck over on the Bravo TV wrap-ups feed or on YouTube at Rob Has a Podcast YouTube channel. Chappelle and I are still talking. It's getting crazy. We finally have, like, stupid guests, so it's been great. Would recommend checking us out and, of course, the show, because Below Deck is perfect. And I'm also talking season 11 of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta with Bryce over on the Purple Pants podcast. So check that out, or on the Bryce Isaiah YouTube channel. And for everything else, oh, and I was on the 90 Day Fiance Tell All this week. Another unhinged episode for me and Puya.
Love it.
Listen, when they put penis candles in, so we had to talk about it, is the point. So here we are. Check it out. Lots of Googling happening live on the podcast. And of course, for everything else, just follow me on Twitter at funsize_04. What about you, Kirsten?
Yes. So you can follow me everywhere at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What. You can listen to Lindsay Wilson and I talking about Tuca and Birdie over on BoJack Horse Pod. Last week I was on a BB Can Pod, just like you were, if people are keeping up with that. And I think I'm going to be on Nothing But Netflix soon with Chappelle to talk Ooh. About the new Lindsay Lohan.
Oh yeah,
the Irish one. Mm-hmm. But I don't actually, that's not actually confirmed. So it might happen. Put it might pressure. Not happen. Not applying pressure. But yeah, that is it. You can follow us at Mess Magnets on Twitter. And we'll be back next week with more mess. Thank you for listening.